And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 22nd of January, 2025. Vegpreneur is hosting an event today called The Future of Food at Yondu Culinary Studio, 254 Front Street in New York, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Speaking at this event will be Stephen Salm, founder and CEO of Planta, Jessica Gabel, founder and co-CEO of Fabulish, Suraj Tavakoli, founder and CEO of Stockel Dreamery, and Noah Hyams, founder of Vegpreneur. Join them to hear from leading food founders and taste the latest mouthwatering innovations shaping the food world. RSVP at vegpreneur.org/events. Vegpreneur is a media brand and global community for founders and investors building sustainable, vegan, plant-based, animal-free, cruelty-free, earth-friendly, and impact businesses in food, beverage, fashion, climate tech, beauty, wellness, and ag tech. They believe that the world is becoming plant-based and entrepreneurs are the ones leading the change. And if you are a motivated leader between the ages of 14 to 22, consider joining the online Plant-Powered Youth Steering Committee info session this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Want to earn $1,000 this summer fighting climate change and improving school food? Do you want to advocate for plant-based, climate-friendly options in your school cafeteria and at the national level? Are you passionate about transforming our food system and advocating for plant-based, climate-friendly, and culturally appropriate meal and milk options in schools? Join Chilies on Wheels and Friends of the Earth for an informational session to learn more about this paid opportunity. Learn more at connectforanimals.com/events. School lunches are, unfortunately, meat and dairy heavy, and are representative of the unhealthy standard American diet. In the context of school lunches, food subsidies heavily influence the presence of meat and dairy products, as government programs often subsidize these items, leading to schools frequently serving them on menus due to their lower cost, particularly milk, which is almost always included as a requirement in a school lunch meal. This is largely tied to the historical surplus of dairy products in the U.S., where the government incentivized schools to purchase and serve milk to manage overproduction. Federal regulations generally mandate that schools offer milk with every meal, making it a staple in school lunches. Each year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture pays more than $500 million to 62 meat and dairy producers for beef, chicken, turkey, pork, fish, dairy, eggs, and lamb that end up in school meals. Just one way this is problematic is that many Caucasian students and most non-Caucasian students are lactose intolerant, meaning dairy makes them sick. As many as 90% of Asian Americans, 80% of American Indians, 65% of African Americans, and 50% of Hispanics have lactose intolerance. Making the move to plant-based school lunches would result in healthier kids as well as a reduced burden on the planet. And Veg Michigan will be tabling at Washtenaw Community College's Welcome Day event, sharing information about the connection between food and climate, and signing up participants for their 30-day plant-based pledge. And here is a poem for today. Hope is the thing with feathers, by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea. Yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. Hope is the thing with feathers, by Emily Dickinson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that today is the right day to choose to have hope.